My father fought here at the Somme, at the Battle of the Somme. And years later, he, thank God he survived, but years later he used to organise pilgrimages for the Royal Irish Rifles veterans to come here biannually. And they would come in their hundreds, many times. There were 200, 250 members of the regiment would save up at a shilling a week for the year to get the money to get here. It was so important to them.
And explain to the listeners where we are in the Somme now, why this is of such significance.
I'm actually leaning against the Ulster Tower. Interesting story. The Ulster Tower is a building in Clandeboy in County Down in Northern Ireland. And it was in Clandeboy Estate that the Ulster Division was assembled and where they did their basic training. And it was something that was, after the war, was common to all soldiers of the division. At some time they trained at Clandeboy, they all saw this tower on a daily basis, and it was the idea or the concept was to make their memorial a replica of the tower, and that's why it's here.
And this is where the extraordinary number of VCs that the regiment managed to achieve is remembered.
Yes. We have, in the 75th anniversary, 25 years ago, we installed a memorial stone at the front gate listing all the Ulster VCs that were won on the Somme. The prominent ones are the four that were won on the battle, at the day of the Battle of the Somme, on the 1st of July.
They're all incredibly brave actions, but there's one story that stands out for many.
There is, regarding the Victoria Cross. On the morning of the 1st of July, the Irish Rifles were in Thiepval Wood, which is that forest just behind us, waiting to come up to the front. They were being issued with ammunition, etc. There's a chap called Rifleman Billy McFadden. His job was on that morning to issue hand grenades, Mills bombs. And as he was walking in the trench through amongst his comrades, in a very tight proximity to each of them, he slipped and dropped the box containing, the liner containing the grenades. One of them, the pin came out, and he knew that he had about 3 seconds, 4 seconds before that grenade would go off. He detonated it. And without a thought, he threw himself on top of the grenade. And of course he was killed. He was awarded the Victoria Cross, and King George V said of him, to his father, to Billy's father, that he considered it the most outstanding VC that he had presented, of course at that time, thus far in the war. A remarkable sacrifice because, yes, for a few seconds he knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't one of the ones who we are inclined to say sometimes they must have been mad. He knew exactly what he was doing to save his comrades.
To pick up some of the tactics that had been deployed, after those, something called a creeping barrage was brought in by the British Army. Nigel Farage, explain what that was.
Well, on the first day of the Somme, you know, we advance. There is no artillery cover because we've sent the shells before. We begin to learn that actually there's another way of doing this. And on the last day of the Battle of the Somme, which is the 13th of November, at a place called Beaumont Hamel, half a mile from here, which we'll visit, we suddenly get the idea, actually, there's a cleverer way of doing this, that you fire a curtain of shell fire, and you get your troops, and you bracket up, so you advance the guns another 50 yards, another 50 yards, and what your attacking troops do is they keep so close to that barrage that they will incur some casualties. But when the lift happens, you're kind of upon the Germans, and you've got the element of surprise. So we do, even during the Battle of the Somme, begin to develop new tactics.
But this was the war where old tactics met new in a way, because behind us is a very famous German redoubt. Explain the principle of a redoubt. That goes back to wars way in the previous century to this World War I.
Very much so. I mean, you know, the Germans have a continuous front line of trench systems that go for nearly 500 miles, you know, from the North Sea coast down to the Swiss border. But they recognise that having strong points really matters. So what we can see here is the crest of a hill, and that was called the Schwaben Redoubt. And this is what the young men, and important to say, both Catholic and Protestant, in the 36th Ulster Division, this is what they had to attack on the 1st of July. So there, a German stronghold, deep dugouts, dormitories, machine gun positions. I mean, just a very, very difficult thing for anybody to attack. And as we can see, that's on top of the hill. And the British Army are advancing up that hill. Just look at that field of fire. for machine guns, for observation. You know, you just looking at this in front of you, you can see now, Nick, why the first day
we've got about a quarter of a mile.
About a quarter of a mile.
Half a mile. These guys have got to run up a hill in plain sight of the German redoubt.
The one difference here with the Ulster Division is the rest of the British Army walk, because they're told to walk in open order. The Ulster Division, for reasons best known to them, decide that's a load of nonsense and they run. And because the Ulster Division run, they actually take the German front line very quickly. They still maintain the element of surprise. And they do here. The Ulsters here take all four German lines. The breakthrough on the first day of the Somme is achieved on this very spot. But the difficulty is, to the right of them and to the left of them, the British Army has not advanced at all. And they finish up effectively being cut off.
So July 1, 2016, we are at the spot, the only spot, where the British, courtesy of the Ulster Regiment, actually broke through.
Total success.